Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
This is Straight Outta Vegas.
Straight Outta Vegas!
With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell.
Pay that man his money.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the Vegas Strip, the pregame show America has always wanted. Here's Bernie Fratto.
Well, you know, I've often said it many times, sports are the greatest reality show ever invented. And you can script everything, but the ending, the outcome, whatever you want to call it, seven game sevens this weekend, including two NBA game sevens tomorrow, which we'll, of course, get to here in a minute. On that note, I'm Bernie Fratto. We're coming to you live from Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio Studios. And yeah, we finally had a hot day. It wasn't quite 100 here in Vegas today, but I was hot enough to where I saw a thief stealing hubcaps. He was using oven mitts. Yes. I've still got that water shortage, Joe, we're a little concerned about. I don't want to say we have a water shortage, but I'm hearing they're telling kids to go ahead and pee in the pool. All right, let's move on. The NBA playoffs have taken on a soap opera high drama effect given the state of physical play on the floor these last few days. And so I think we're heading... I don't know what we're heading for, but I will tell you how much experience counts in a minute. Could it be a repeat of last year? It's still on the table. Phoenix is the prohibitive favorite behind Golden State, but you know Milwaukee's got to get by Boston tomorrow. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll see if Boston could crash the party and make a run to the finals, and then they'd have to get by Miami. In about 15 minutes, we'll talk to NBA guru Mark Medina. We'll tackle the $64 question as to what will happen first. We'll land a man on Mars, or the Lakers will hire a coach. What a circus that's become. That plus much more, and of course the sports calendar just never fails to stay full to the brim. We're going to be touching on a lot of great things tonight. The Tom Brady contract, the NIL controversy, what kind of brand new fool, what my name, the NFL schedule release. And, you know, look, as you know, sports are entertainment. But they're more than that. They're a shared experience. As such, people want to talk about them. And yes, you've come to the right place tonight. We have got a lot to talk about. This is Straight Outta Vegas, the pregame show you always wanted. As they say in Harmon, Killebrew, Minnesota, it is going to be lit. Two game sevens tomorrow. Dallas is catching 6.5. A lot of money has come in on Phoenix. That doesn't surprise me. Dallas has been valiant, but I don't see Phoenix losing a game seven, but I haven't done anything. I'm not involved in that game. And then, of course, Boston laying 5. They play such great team defense. After game five, give a ton of credit to Giannis. I chalk it up to experience. You see, the thing about the NBA playoffs is I've always thought this was going to be a chalk tournament. So it would not surprise me if we end up seeing Milwaukee and Phoenix again, or Milwaukee and Golden State. These are teams with experience. And in the NBA, it's somewhat predictable. Past is prologue, because history and experience is a teacher. You know, there's an old story about the importance of experience. There were two cowpokes out in the middle of the prairie, and the older cowpoke, the father, looks at the son and says, "You know, when you've been on the land long enough, you can just about tell what the future holds just by putting your ear to the ground and listening to the lay of the land." Lo and behold, the youngin' looks over to the right 50 feet away and sees another cowpoke with his ear to the ground. He says, "Look at that, Dad, you're right." So they walk over and says, "What do you hear, cowpoke?" He says, "What's up ahead?" He says, "Oh, yeah, it's a stagecoach due north about three quarters of a mile. Stagecoach with two white horses and a mother and a father, two children in the back. And oh, by the way, they're pulling a piano." The younger cowpoke says, "Man, that's amazing. How do you know that?" He goes, "Because he just ran me over 5 minutes ago." Yeah, experience works one of two ways. We'll see who can capitalize Sunday. But before I get to that, it never fails to amaze me when certain people, certain teams have expectations. And when you look at their experience, I don't care whether it was in Oklahoma City or whether it was in Brooklyn or maybe now even in Philadelphia. See, I'd really like to thank James Harden for participating in the 2022 NBA season. His swan song Thursday included 0 points in the second half and 0 shots taken in the fourth quarter. By the way, if you're scoring at home or you're just by yourself, James Harden is now 1-8 in his career in elimination games. Yeah, how was your day? So you see, when it comes to James Harden, when it matters most, he reminds me, like, you know, when you're dining out at a fine restaurant and the waiter comes over to your table and asks you, like, fresh ground pepper. You say yes, and he begins to turn that big, large, round cylinder over and over and over and over again, but not a hell of a lot comes out, does it? Seems like it takes forever, seemingly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's James Harden. Let's not bury the lead. The Heat closed out the Sixers 99-90 Thursday in Philly, which ends a very bizarre season for Philadelphia, and I think there are two things to take away. What if the Sixers, I love these what-if games, what if they'd actually pay Jimmy Butler? See, Philadelphia had Butler, who scored, they had him at one time, obviously. He scored 32 points in Thursday's closeout 3 years ago and facilitated his departure for Miami via sign and trade. Of course, he was unwilling to play. You know, Philly was unwilling to pay the four-year, $184 million extension that the Heat were willing to give him. So they opted instead to pay Tobias Harris a 5-year deal worth $180 million. And at the end of the game, Butler was seen shouting, "Tobias Harris over me!" That's what I'm talking about. These playoffs, fans run on the court, fights, elbows, kicking in another region. So Butler has taken the Heat to the finals, the conference finals, and they're heading to, you know, to, as I said, to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the department, redundancy department. This year, here's the kicker. The Heat are the number one seed. Meanwhile, the Sixers, they've not even made the conference finals since 2001. Yes. They had a guy named Allen Iverson then. It's not hard to wonder, you know, actually, they didn't have Iverson. Never, forget I just said that. It's not hard to wonder what the Sixers look like with Embiid and Butler leading the way, right? Yes, yes, yes. I still wish I was on Joel Embiid's team, Butler said after the game. I definitely love the Heat, though, man. I'm glad I'm here. The Sixers, wow. What a freaking dumpster fire they are. Honest to God. Which kind of begs the question, or begs the statement, who won the Simmons-Harden trade? Well, nobody. Nobody won the Simmons-James Harden trade. This big trade was mid-season, and it felt like it was really potentially going to be a really big game-changer at the time. Now, both guys can call Nick Van Exel or text him, and they can join him and go to Cabo or Cancun. They can go wherever they want. They got all kinds of time on their hand. It's really kind of an oddity. Ben Simmons never played a single game for the Nets this year. Harden, I don't care what you say, he was largely disappointing for Philadelphia, and he attempted, as I said earlier, just 2 field goals in the second half of the season-ending loss. Come on, man, that is unconscionable. The Sixers traded Simmons, who refused to shoot, for a volume shooter who clammed up at the worst time he refused to shoot. I find the irony of that just incredible. Also, by the way, let's look over at the other side for just a second. Okay, Luka Doncic went for 33 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, and 4 steals when Dallas won Thursday night. He beat Phoenix by 27, which forced the Game 7. And Doncic is a 22-year-old guy, and he's already made a serious mark in this league. He's averaging 32 points a game, 9 rebounds, and 8.5 assists, paging James Harden. The only other player to compare statistically in his first 2 years, yeah, I'm going to do it, just by the numbers, Michael Jordan. He averaged 33 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Again, Luka, 32.5 points, 9.3 rebounds, 8.5 assists. Not bad. Now, Doncic had only played 22 playoff games in his 4 seasons. So the only valid rebuttal here is, this, yes, it's a small sample size. But the opposite is also true. Doncic, he's doing this stuff very early in his playoff career when younger players normally struggle before they find their footing. So Doncic has been good. He's been fantastic immediately. Imagine what he could potentially look like in a few more years. All right, I want to go back to Giannis and experience and leadership. They shocked Boston Wednesday night. That's why I brought up the Kyle Polk story. Championship DNA is something I think probably thrown around too loosely in sports, but I'm telling you, there are high-stakes moments in every game. And when the heat gets hot and it's hard to breathe, and when the high-stakes moments appear without warning, you define the moment or the moment defines you. The Bucks showcased that big time Wednesday night. They could have folded in the fourth quarter. They were laughably outgunned. Chris Middleton has been out. That really forced Giannis into a steady diet of isolations, and he shoved Holiday into a second scorer position he's not really comfortable in. I love Drew Holiday as a player, but that's not really his role. But a loss in Boston, you would have said, all right, that's excusable, given the situation. And the arena was so loud that night, you could hear it all the way in Waltham. But the Bucks didn't fold, man. That's the championship DNA. That's the experience I'm talking about. The Bucks gave up 9 points in the final 8 minutes. Giannis, who frankly has struggled with his 3-point shot this entire series, knocked down a big one. Matthews did too. Portis made 4 free throws in his final 8 minutes. Even when the offense is sputtering, the Bucks never lose faith in each other. They're a team. Giannis said it best, we're very disciplined. We give everything we have. Most of the time, we do the right thing. Sometimes it doesn't go our way. But Giannis says he believes everybody has to trust in one another. They're going to make the right play. They're going to make the extra pass. They're always going to be there no matter what the outcome is. It's a group. No matter what the outcome is, they're going to go home. No matter what the outcome is Sunday, the Bucks are going to go home and feel good about themselves because they watch the film. It's never about... Giannis has talked about this. Never about, you got to get more effort, paging James Harden. Or you got to guard this guy better, paging James Harden. Harden couldn't guard a parked car. Worse, I don't think he wants to. But the effort from the team is always there. That's why this Game 7 Sunday, Milwaukee's a 5-point underdog in Boston. Tough duty. But when you got championship DNA and that kind of experience, what's the old saying? A team might win you one, or a star may win you one game, but a team might win them all. Yeah, that's the Bucks. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and you've got Giannis. I haven't bet that game either. It's hard to picture Boston losing Game 7 on their home floor. I'm not laying the 5, and I don't ever want to bet against Giannis. I had the 6 points Wednesday night, and I had to hold my nose, but guess what? It cashed. Coming up, bringing in a gentleman. He's an NBA guru, writes for NBA.com, among other modalities. You hear him all around the network. It's Mark Medina. I want to get his thoughts on the playoffs, but certainly a couple of other, the larger stories that have formed the elephant in the room, and you'll know where I'm going with that right away. I'm Bernie Fratto. We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio studios. This is the pregame show you always wanted, so don't go away. You're listening to Straight Out of Vegas.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, back on Straight Outta Vegas, the pregame show you always wanted. I'm Bernie Fratto, coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio Studios. This time, let's welcome in a gentleman. I've been looking forward to talking to him all week. Written for many modalities, the USA Today, Mercury News, LA Daily News, and NBA.com. Say hello to Mark Medina. Mark, thanks for staying up late.
Hey, Bernie, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. All right, before I get to what I think are a couple of very delicious Game 7s tomorrow, let's talk at 30,000 feet. I want to begin with the Lakers. What will happen first? Will put a man on Mars or the Lakers will actually hire a new coach?
You know what, that's a good question because this coaching search has really dragged on to a slow crawl. But, you know, I think in fairness, they will find a coach before we put a man on Mars. You know, the Lakers prepped everyone ahead of time that as soon as they let Frank Vogel go after the season ended, that they would take their time and that they're targeting to have a coach before the NBA draft in late June. So that's my hunch. They'll have everything up in order before the draft, and then they'll see what they can do with assembling their roster.
When you look at the list of the usual suspects, honestly, why would a Nick Nurse want to leave a cushy $8 million job in Toronto or Quinn Snyder leave? And I don't know how serious they are. It appears, I guess, that Terry Stotts might be the leader right now in the clubhouse. What are your thoughts, Mark? Under your head, who do you think the top two candidates are?
Yeah, well, I think some of the top candidates are already off the board, as you mentioned. Guys like Nick Nurse aren't available. Doc Rivers had just gotten the vote of confidence from Daryl Morey with the Sixers that he's going to be back next season. Quinn Snyder, I guess there's nothing formal there, but I wouldn't be surprised if he stays put in Utah. So, you know, I think the Lakers have this thought that, you know, any candidate will be interested because the Lakers, they have the exceptional brand and it's the glamour of working in an L.A. market. But the reality is, while there will never be an interest in that job, a lot of it has to do with what the roster looks like and what's the synergy with the front office. And as of right now, those are two things that aren't really great selling points. I mean, you have LeBron James, Anthony Davis on the team, but, you know, they've been struggling with injuries and the rest of the roster's unproven. And as far as, you know, the front office goes, it's not really clear. While Rob Pelinka says he makes the final decision, it seems like there's a lot of too many cooks in the kitchen to know if everyone's on the same page.
You stated that perfectly, and that was going to be my next question, but I think you've really sort of answered it. We're talking to Mark Medina, writer for NBA.com, NBA guru. You hear him all around the network here on Fox Sports Radios. Let's switch to another lovely situation. I loved what Sean Marks said this week. I think it needs to be framed and matted and mounted at the Louvre next to the Mona Lisa. Will Kyrie Irving be back? Because I honestly think there's a possibility. He might not be. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm with you that I think that they should part ways with Kyrie Irving. He's an exceptional talent, but he's an unexceptional leader, and you just never know when that's going to rear its ugly head. Their past of vaccine mandate controversy because it's not an issue in New York, but, you know, in season past, he's been unavailable for other reasons. Sometimes it's been unannounced personal reasons.
Yes.
Sometimes it's been injuries. Now, I don't think the Nets are at that point. He is under contract for next season. So I think he'll be back to play next season. But the question is, as what you alluded to Sean Marks and his comments, are they willing to commit to an extension? I don't think they are. I think that they're going to allow him to be a free agent next summer. And then it just comes down to, did he prove that he can get his act together and get them to a championship level, or will it be the same as Kyrie Irving? And at that point, then there will be the fork of the road that the Nets will have to navigate.
I'm in agreement with what you said completely. And I do think part of it is there being the Nets will be deferential to Kevin Durant, who wants him
100%.
Back. Yeah.
100%. And that's the thing that's complicated. I think that the Nets want to have depth. They want to have good culture. They want to, you know, be able to have synergy. But Kevin Durant is the culture there. And you know what? I don't blame them to a degree. Kevin Durant's been really good when he's been on the floor. I trust that he will fulfill that same role next season. But, you know, his preference with wanting to play with Kyrie Irving hasn't really yielded the kind of success that they envisioned when that partnership first happened. And his stance on Kyrie hasn't even wavered even when he was a part-time player last season. So there is a little bit of a dance that the Nets feel like they have to tiptoe around because they don't want to lose Kevin Durant. But at the same time, obviously the results are what they are. They were a first-round exit when they thought that they would be hoisting a trophy this season.
Absolutely. All right, let's look to a couple of delicious Game 7s on Sunday. I'll ask you the second question first. Would you be surprised if either road team won tomorrow? Now, real quickly, as you recall, Mark, I'm sure you do, in 2018, Milwaukee went to Boston for a Game 7, and they got beat by 16. It's my understanding that Giannis has reminded his locker room of that, and there's something about the DNA of this Milwaukee team led by Giannis, even without Middleton. Would it surprise you if they beat Boston tomorrow?
I would not, but I think for either playoff series, I would never want to bet money on these games because I feel like I would just lose it. But if I had to make an educated guess on which team is most likely to win on the road in a Game 7, it would be the Bucks because they're coming off a championship. They've already won road games so far in this playoff series against Boston. While you look at the other side of the coin, the Western Conference, you know, both the Suns and the Mavericks have won on their home floor and haven't been able to win on the road. I want to put it past the Mavericks to upset the Suns because of Luka Doncic's brilliance and the fact that there has been improved play from his supporting cast, but I think the Suns are going to lean in on their star players, the Chris Paul, Devin Booker. I think Chris Paul is going to address his turnover issues that have plagued him the last few games, and that their bench will rise to the occasion. But you know what? Flip a coin on both of these games. It's been so evenly matched, and there's a reason that they have to decide the series outcome for both of these playoff matchups in a Game 7. It's been very compelling and competitive.
Absolutely, and I think the key for Milwaukee is to neutralize Boston's low-post presence. The games Milwaukee has won, they've out-rebounded Boston by 9, and they're going to have to be stellar on the boards tomorrow. Now, Luka has been nothing short of sensational in his 22 career playoff games, averaging just under 33 points a game. The last guy to do that was Michael Jeffrey Jordan in his first 22 games. Could it be, and you may have addressed this, but could Luka put that team on his back one day?
I think so. I mean, he's already done that, and I think that the interesting thing about Luka and, you know, his rise as an NBA generational talent is how much is he leaning on, you know, all his brilliant skills as a scorer and playmaker, fundamentally sound player, tough player, ability to play through injuries while also leaning on his teammates. And look, I don't fault Luka for not being able to fulfill the ladder job description earlier in his career. He didn't have a lot of good options. The Kristaps Porzingis pairing never lived up to his potential, partly because of KP's health, partly because they just didn't have the chemistry going. But here, I think in this playoff series, we've seen a lot more improvement with his supporting cast rising to the occasion. Whether it's been, you know, Brunson or Dinwiddie, you know, they've had ups and downs during the playoffs, but they've also had good moments. And I think to Jason Kidd's credit, he's also been able to get Luka and everyone else to elevate their game defensively. So I think to answer your question, Luka can certainly carry the team on his back, and he's provided brilliant performances, but they've also gotten to a Game 7 because it just hasn't been on Luka. He's at least had some reinforcements. Maybe not enough to have a definitive 1-2 punch, a co-all-star kind of teammate, but they've been able to make up with it with a bunch of handful of solid role players.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Mark. Very gritty. Wrapping it up with Mark Medina of NBA.com. Mark, you've got Miami waiting in the wings, and you've got Golden State waiting in the wings. Gun to your head, who do you like in the NBA? Who do you see in the NBA Finals this year?
Well, look, I think this entire playoffs, the NBA Finals, everything is wide open. It's not like when the Warriors were going through the playoffs during their dynasty years where you felt it's inevitable they're going to be in the finals. But I think that the Warriors will wind up being in the finals because of some familiar reasons. They still got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green on their team, but there's also some new wrinkles. They've been able to lean on some of their young players, most notably Jordan Poole. And make no mistake, it's still about the championship-tested players, and you know, some of the other younger guys haven't gotten as many playoff opportunities, but they've really been able to lean in on this new identity. So I would pick the Warriors to advance, whether they play Phoenix or Dallas in the West Finals, in 7 against Phoenix, in 6 against Dallas, and then who they face, look, flip a coin, but I think it'll be Milwaukee back in the finals. And I think that the Warriors will win in seven. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Draymond Green are that good, and they have a lot of good, I think, culture and familiarity with each other, as well as, you know, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after going through a two-year hiatus of not even sniffing the playoffs, that they're back in the championship hunt.
Rock solid stuff, Mark. No equivocating there. I'd love to have you on again. The NBA Finals will start June 2nd. Maybe get into that week and get your thoughts in.
Will do. I'm looking forward to talking hoops with you again.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. Really appreciate it. Appreciate you staying up late. That is Mark Medina. As I mentioned, he's written for the LA Daily News, USA Today, Mercury News, and certainly NBA.com. You hear him all the time on the network. Doug Gottlieb Show, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, you name it. He does outstanding work. Coming up, bring you out to Vegas a little bit and talk a couple of takeaways from a betting standpoint on the NFL schedule, as well as some oddball odds on the Lakers' next coach and one major league betting trend that's been through the roof this year. But first, let's go to the gentleman. Well, he lives by a simple rule. Give me a fish and I'll eat for today. Teach me to fish. I'll bring a case of beer. It's Brian Finley with the latest.
Bernie, it better be O'Doul's because I don't drink.
Oh, look at you.
But you can get a kegger of O'Doul's, and I can't believe I'm talking about this on national radio. Hey, by the way, Bernie, you speak about sports betting. I'm sure the bettors were having at it with the three Game 7s NHL first round series that were playing out on Saturday. The last one to wrap up, Connor McDavid at the Edmonton Oilers. They advance in a Game 7, 2-0, a win against the Kings, eliminating Los Angeles. This after LA had held a 3-2 lead in that matchup. Edmonton now gets the winner of Sunday's Game 7 between the Stars and the Flames. The Lightning hold on against the Maple Leafs 2-1. So Tampa will meet up with the Panthers in the next round. How about the Hurricanes as they bust out a W against the Bruins 3-2? So the Canes look at the victor of the Penguins-Rangers series. To Major League Baseball, and the Phillies embarrass the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium 8-3. Bryce Harper went yard. He had a three-run shot, one of four Philly Jacks in the ballgame. The Angels tear into the Athletics 9-1. They end up splitting a doubleheader on that one. The Mets overcome the Mariners 5-4. Patrick Mazika broke that 4-4 tie with a seventh-inning solo blast. The White Sox get the job done against the Yankees 3-2. Lewis Robert had a game-winning RBI in the bottom of the ninth. The Nationals hold firm against the Astros 13-6. That ends Houston's 11-game winning streak. And Houston's pitcher Christian Javier, 7 runs, 8 hits, and just 3 2/3 innings. He was making a mess out there. By the way, the NBA has two second-round Game 7s on Sunday. First at 3:30 Eastern, it will be the Bucks at the Celtics. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, oh, what a matchup this is going to be, the Mavericks at the Suns. And finally, through 54 holes of the PGA Tour's Byron Nelson, it is Sebastian Munoz with a one-shot lead over Jordan Spieth. With that, let's get back to a man who is a staple in Las Vegas. It's our guy, Bernie Fratto.
Okay, thanks so much. Of course, the dulcet tones of Brian Finley, he'll be with us, along with Eric Kemp and Chris Perfett, all the way to 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern. You heard us talking with Mark Medina about the Lakers' next coach, and it's anybody's guess. You cannot bet that type of action here in Las Vegas in terms of the odds, but courtesy of covers, there's about it initially gets a little silly. There's about 15 candidates, with their showing the favorite being Terry Stotts at 2-1, but take that with a grain of salt because they've got Doc Rivers at 3-1, and he just said he'd be back in Philadelphia. We've got Phil Jackson at 100-1. Becky Hammon at 66-1. She's coaching the Las Vegas Aces. Here's a couple. Stan Van Gundy at 40-1. Come on now, really. I like Stan. He's a great guy. Good, and he's a good coach, but he isn't coming here. So I don't know what's going to happen. And moreover, and Mark brought up a good point. I was about to ask the question. He answered it before I asked it. Who's actually making this decision? You have got a room full, including people not in the room. I understand the genie still leans on Magic Johnson, which of course is her right. But the point of the matter is there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen, so we shall see what we shall see. All right, the NFL schedule came out Thursday in terms of what nights, you know, the order the games are played, you know who all the primetime games are now, et cetera, the time of the games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, I'm going to get to a lot of that later in the show because there are some interesting takeaways, but there is one trend over the last 5 years, and even dating back to 2003, the last 5 years it's been 73%. But since 2003, NFL division dogs week one have been money. And you may say, well, why? Why is that? Okay, so there are five divisional games week one this year. And not only is week one profitable, but actually the entire month is, but especially week one. But mostly because teams start at full strength, obviously. Everybody, the dogs are still optimistic. Hope springs eternal. They haven't turned sour yet. They haven't been eliminated from the playoffs yet or anything like that. The good teams haven't yet to really fully gel and break apart from the pack. I think Sean McVay kind of started this trend. You don't really see many veterans or starters playing in the preseason. So the good teams haven't had a chance to reach their peak yet, not by a long shot. Plus, it's the NFL. And I will tell you, the athleticism in the NFL, I'm holding my fingers a centimeter apart, except for two or three transcendent players on every team. It's more even than you think it is. And the truth of the matter is, the coaches, when you have months to game plan for that one game, it leads to tighter games and increases the likelihood of dogs covering and even winning outright. So these are the five dogs you want to look at. These are the opening lines. Wouldn't surprise me if they move. The Falcons are catching 3.5 against the Saints. All right. The Steelers will be catching 6 at Cincinnati. The Vikings are a 2-point underdog at home versus Green Bay. The Raiders are +4. They'll make the trip to SoFi and play the Chargers week one. And then the Patriots, +2.5 at Miami. So Falcons, Steelers, Vikings, Raiders, and Patriots are all divisional dogs week one. And of course, we'll revisit this subject matter as we get closer to the season. And then not just for week one, but for September divisional dogs. Since 2003, a solid 54%. If you'd blindly bet every one, you'd be up about 19 units. And again, this is the only month where consistently in the last 20 years, blindly betting divisional dogs has been profitable. Speaking of being profitable, Major League Baseball is underway. Obviously, we're well into May now. Totals are down substantially at sportsbooks because unders have been the rage. Okay. Teams averaged 4.03 runs per game in April. That's the lowest mark in any month since the strike-shortened 1981 season. If you blindly bet every under in every game in April, you cashed at 61%. Until about the last week, and then it started to reverse, and the markets caught up, but even still, you'd be at 55%. So books are slashing their totals right and left. 8 teams just this last week entered with undermarks that have cashed a clip of 60% or higher. Let's say you blindly bet the Houston Astros under, 22-8. That tops the list. Baltimore, 20-9. Right on down the line, the Red Sox, 18-9. There's a bunch of teams that are 60%. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Even the Dodgers and Yankees and the Oakland A's all under. They're going at about 60%. Now, should there most likely be a market adjustment? Yes. So you got to watch for that because these things don't last forever. The market will adjust. Now, in terms of betting teams to win, bettors who've backed both LA teams and the New York teams on a daily basis, blindly, you're up big. Dodgers, they're 20-9, the biggest money winners on the run line, -1.5, with all their 20 wins by 2 runs or more. A $100 better would have made about $1,000. Mets, the second most profitable team. The Angels are the third most. You'd be cashing like mad. The biggest losers, not too obvious. The Cincinnati Reds are the biggest losers. If you'd blindly bet $100 on every game, and they're a dog, right and left, you'd be down about $1,400, followed by the Tigers and the Red Sox, who've really kind of been a disappointment. And by the way, some starting pitchers have been roughed up a little bit too, most notably Washington's Patrick Corbin and the Phillies' Aaron Nola. there you have it. I mean, we're just getting out of the blocks here for baseball, but the early trends, there you have it. And I would say this, look for the market to correct. By the way, because the New York teams, both New York teams are doing so well, and both LA teams are doing so well, there's a new prop up here in Las Vegas, Station Casinos. Who will have more combined regular season wins? You can add up the Mets-Yankees wins or the Angels-Dodgers wins. Interesting prop. Who will have more wins? Truth of the matter is, they're both -115, so not an edge for either side, but one of those fun prop bets as they continue to come up with new products here. Baseball is underway. Coming up, we're going to bring it back out to Vegas, Mackinon Sports. He's got some data, Mackenzie Rivers, on the NBA playoffs and how a couple of significant events you can interpret when it comes to the world of sports betting. I'm Bernie Fratter, coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio studios. This is the pregame show you always wanted, so don't go away. You're listening to Straight Outta Vegas.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Well, we're back on Straight Outta Vegas, the pregame show you always wanted. I'm Bernie Fratto, coming to you live from the Las Vegas Fox Sports Radio studios. I want to thank my broadcast team, Chris Perfett, Brian Finley, and Eric Kemp. And, of course, yes, they will be with me all the way to 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern. All right, let's welcome in a gentleman, bring you back to Vegas, Mackinon Sports, Mackenzie Rivers. He's walking data machine. McKenzie, as you aptly mentioned earlier, Game 7 is the two best word in sports, but sometimes history can teach us about what can happen in the future based on Game 7s you've observed in the past.
Indeed, the best two words in sports, especially when it's pluralized, Game 7s. But let's talk about how we're going to make some money off this, because even though it's every year and it's historic, the market doesn't seem to understand the three reasons why unders are the way to play and home teams have a historic, excellent record. Mm-hmm. And I think these three reasons are as follows. The pace. When everything's on the line, you want to slow it down. You want to make sure that every film advantage that you gained is utilized. That usually involves a slower pace. Two, the refs. They don't want to make it all about them unless Scott Foster's involved from time to time. Usually, they want to take a step back, so that's less fouling, less free throw trips, maybe a better game, some might argue. And then the last thing is nerves. It's everything on the line, and it's harder to shoot. I mean, these guys make 80% of their threes in practice, but when your heart is pumping and everything's on the line in any game, and especially in a Game 7, so let's play a little game of myth or truth, because of those three reasons, everyone's been playing unders and everyone's been playing home teams. We've seen the total in the both of the Game 7s tomorrow, Boston, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Dallas, each drop by 2+ points, on average 3 points. And we've seen the home teams get a little betting love. The Suns, you mentioned it earlier on the show, kicked up from a 6 to a 6.5 point favorite. But I think there's one myth and there's one truth. I think the under trend, 63% under since 2003, is very much active. Because even if you look at the total dropping 10 points from where it was on average since game one, well, yes, on average, scoring's been 12 points lower. So I don't think the market is even with these big adjustments made the difference. One of the famous NBA bettors, Haralabob Vulgaris, said today on Twitter, "The two game total adjustments, game seven total adjustments, are pretty interesting. So wild how nearly every low-hanging fruit over the years has disappeared." I slightly disagree with Mr. Vulgaris. I still think there are ways to play unders and derivative unders. I'll get into that in a second. But then there's this, the home team, 77% hit rate. In 75 years, 138 game sevens, there's been 107 times the home team has won. The pace is usually the home team's decision. The refs, you got to love the home team if you're the refs. At least 20,000 people think so, and they'll tell you. And then the nerves, I think it's a little bit more calm, cool, and collected when you're in your home venue. So 70% winners, 80% winners, 53% against the spread. However, something about the modern game, I think, has changed this dynamic, and there's a reason why only two out of the last 10 home teams have covered the spread. They tend to be very, very tight. So consider that when you have Phoenix -6.5, 3 out of the last 10 times the home team has won but failed to cover. So maybe that's more of a myth. However,
yeah, let me jump in real quickly. Because two things. In Game 6, the total in Dallas-Phoenix was 218.5. That's where it closed. It's 209, and I've seen it as low as 206 in some shops. Do you think the market has adjusted to the point where it would scare you off that under in Dallas-Phoenix?
Yes. It didn't scare me off when it was 209, and now I bet it, and now it's 206, and I'm happy about that because I got a little closing line value. But that's a very good point. I mean, Haralabob is saying the low-hanging fruit has been plucked, not usually by the bookies making the adjustments, but by bettors like us. However, there's different things that haven't adjusted. For example, the Mavericks team total has dropped from 101.5 to now 99.5. So if you already like the home team and you already like the Suns and you've noticed how much better the role players have been shooting in Dallas versus in Phoenix, maybe that adjustment isn't as tight. The one best
hold that thought. We'll stay right there, because what's interesting is both road teams are tremendous against the spread on the road. Dallas is about 56% ATS. Milwaukee is closer to 58%, and both of them are getting more than 5. Go ahead.
Yes, and the theory that home teams generally have their role players step up, well, who are the two most important to their teams where they have a bigger slice of the pie? Well, probably Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's calm, cool, and collected 14 out of 15 free throws in the last game. I don't mind him on the road. And then you have Luka Doncic, who's actually shooting 10% better in the series in Phoenix, 51%, versus only 41% at home. So when they're carried by those big superstars, that dynamic doesn't factor in. However, the role players that I'm talking about factors into my best bet because I like Luka to score a bunch of points. He has his highest point total of the season. I like him to go under his assist prop of 8.5, which is not adjusted from game one. Even though the total is 11 points lower than it was in games one and two, he has the exact same 8.5 assist average. I think the role players can't shoot for him, therefore he can't get his assists. I like him under 8.5.
All right, we'll talk to you in an hour, McKenzie. So his best bet, Luka, under 8.5 assists. Remember, Dallas catching 6.5 at Phoenix. Milwaukee catching 5 at Boston. You would think both home teams would win, but we shall see. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Straight Out of Vegas. Keep it locked right here. Next up, we take it at 3 a.m. with Straight Out of Vegas, or Fox Sports Sunday and Fox Sports Radio. I'm Bernie Fratto. Keep it locked.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.